It's only San Diego, 1988, and we could go all the way down to Mexico, and we could go and drive the night through, follow the interstate, there's no reason to wait, no reason to wait.
favors come take over. I can never say I treat you right. And you handle spice. Take me up, shake me up until the mix is right. I won't be nice. Nice, ooh, baby. Baby, never stay around. I'm your favorite, I'm your favorite, I'm your favorite song. Take me where I don't belong. Sweet, salty, spicy, sweet, sweet, salty. Sip me till I'm gone. I've heard your cry. I say come take over. I can never say I treat you nice.
Can't treat you nice. Can't treat you nice.
Look me in my eyes, oh, oh, oh.
Tell you I am wise, oh, oh.
Tell me I advise. If you know what's right, baby.
Baby, never stay around. I'm your favorite, I'm your favorite, I'm your favorite song.
So hard to Wondering how she does it with no fear, all that confidence. Was it heaven sent? Does it come within? Does it come run out? I don't know. She'll just have them running out and in. Man, they want to sin, talking deadly sin with Mrs. Lady. I don't understand why she hit them like.
Something all alone, still not a phone in my name. got nothing, running from love, only no fear. That's me, Miss 20 something. Ain't got nothing, running from love, wish you were here. Stuck in them 20 somethings, stuck in them 20 somethings. Good luck on them 20 somethings, good luck on them 20 somethings. Praying the 20 somethings don't kill me, kill me.
And if it's an illusion, I don't want to wake up. I'm going to hang on to it. Because
We have an extra special guest with us tonight on our very last episode, Miss Marie Buckland.
Marie. Hey guys, what's up? How you doing tonight?
Much closer. Let the fans hear your voice.
Hey guys, what's up? How you doing tonight? We were just talking about our final papers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And other stuff.
Many things.
Marie attacked me tonight.
For what?
She was chasing me around with a rose.
You wouldn't, no, you were overreacting. You couldn't, like.
I was closer to myself. And then I thought she was going to touch the back of my neck, which I hate.
Oh, I was not going to do that. You need to relax.
Well, you were chasing me from behind, so it seems like a likely outcome.
I was going to put it
in. And I collapsed.
That's, like, scary for someone to grab the back of your neck. Why would I do that to you?
It's like a lion and, like, her cub.
It was really funny.
Anyway, Maria's pretty cool otherwise, though, when she's not trying to pick me up by my neck.
That was not the reality. I was trying to give you a rose, and you wouldn't accept it. I was going to put it into your little beanie. Like, it was going to be cute. And
okay. It
wasn't, I don't know.
Didn't go as planned.
Alex overreacted. Per usual, so it's okay.
She said it. It's fine.
Also, do you know how cold of a texter you are?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I texted her if I should still come over, and she goes, sure.
Dude, dang, Easter.
Where has gotten the exclamation so point?
What are you talking? Oh, my God.
Unenthusiastic.
At least you can still text. Why don't you hang out with me and respond to my text?
Oof. It's getting personal. I've been told since, like, high school that I'm a cold texter, and I have tried to, you know, be better, and maybe that'll be my New Year's resolution.
Not gonna happen.
Be better at texting?
Be a warmer person. I've been trying to be more affectionate and kinder, and it's just hard because I'm really cold. And I know
it. I don't believe that's, like, the case, though.
I don't like physical touching.
I think that's why you're good with, like, people's problems, because, like, you're so detached.
They don't freaking care.
No, but you do.
No, I'm a very caring person, I think. But I just don't want to be touched. And I also don't think that our friendship should be dependent on my emoji usage.
It's not dependent. I was just making a joke. I still came, besides the cold twix
usage.
Yeah,
so see, it's fine that I'm cold, because my friends still love me no matter what.
That's what we say.
So, we were just talking about, being a woman?
Yeah, I guess.
And,
take Woman and Gender Studies 101. It's a great class. Get educated, people.
Except only with...
Armstrong.
Yeah.
Dude, also, you know this is going to be on the internet, right?
What's
you
can't going call on? Up.
She definitely listens to our show. Gilligan is probably our number one listener.
She's after me. She's going to have a lasting impact on my life.
Yeah. Possible. What else were we talking about? Oh, alarm clocks.
Yeah, I have a snoozing problem.
Yeah.
I'm a very deep sleeper. My roommate's a very light sleeper. Not the greatest combination of sleeping styles.
What does that, like, what determines, like, how heavy of a sleeper you are?
I don't know.
Are you yawning at the thought of sleep right now?
Yeah, so let's find out.
You can look it up. That's the magic of the internet.
But
how many times would you say you wake up during the night per month?
Sometimes I'll take melatonin, in which case I won't wake up at all. But if I don't, and I'm, like, not frequently taking melatonin during that, you know, time span of my life, I probably wake up, like, twice a night.
See, I wake up about once a night per month.
Wow.
I don't wake up in my sleep unless there's, like, an issue or I need to go issue. Boot or something. The usual.
The usual.
So,
unless I gotta go boot or something.
Fuck off.
You can't curse on the internet.
No, we have to.
Wait, gonna dump that.
Wait, what?
She made a boop.
It just deletes the last, like, 10
four
seconds.
4 seconds.
4 seconds of the show.
Sorry.
I don't really care. Can we not look it up?
I'm trying to read this right now.
But, yeah, I would say that normally when my alarm clock goes off, I just kind of, like, jump out of bed. Like, I know some people who set, like, an alarm every 15 minutes.
Mine's
and then
every
it
10.
Just goes off idiots. And it's blaring. And
I cannot. Yeah, I don't want to.
Idiots.
Say Alex, didn't you just say you're a snoozer? What are you trying to say?
I
now?
Said I snooze. Not? I snooze on average, like, once or twice, maybe I snooze.
Every day?
Not every day. Some days I jump out of bed and I'm like, let's get this show on the road.
I've been told I need to not snooze at all.
Yeah,
you have been that. Told. You've been.
You know
told.
What really helps me? I put.
You have a single. What does it matter?
Because I just like to feel like on top of my life, and when I like snooze 10 times, I'm like, wow, I'm a delinquent.
That's what makes you feel like a delinquent?
No, no, no.
Not all your other behavior?
But okay. Maybe she blames all her other behavior on her snoozing behavior. So
that's
she
called
to think
subliminal
about
defense mechanisms.
Wow.
Whatever she said. That is what is up. Let me tell you.
Okay, what has helped me not hit snooze is a massive list of deadlines that I have hanging on my wall opposite my bed, and it really scares me every time I open my eyes.
See, it's funny because you made that
I would run away from that and then go back to bed because I would say I don't care about those items right now.
No, I agree. Like, when you're just waking up, I feel like I'm, like, it's so easy for me to justify, like, literally nothing is more important than my sleep right now. And I'm just like, I can snooze. It's like being in a weird, like,
half-awake state.
My sleep takes over. It's like a person of its own.
True.
I can't wait to go to sleep tonight. Anyway, here we are, awake.
So. Marie, what are you doing this weekend? Do you have any plans?
Guacamole.
That's what's up.
What?
Guacamole.
Mesa. I want to go to Chipotle before the year ends.
Dude, I have had a recent bad experience with Chipotle. Cannot go back. It was like 2 months ago, but I'm still not going back.
What Wait, happened? Was it a food incident like or was it like up? Something bad happened?
A food incident.
Oh, I've also had bad
I went to Chipotle with someone and we came back and I don't want to go back to Chipotle for a while.
And then That's you got story. Drunk and then you threw up.
No.
Oh. I just
it didn't have to do with alcohol?
It did not have to do with any alcohol or weed. I was sober.
Did you throw up or poop?
I don't want to talk about
that's the right question.
Because poop is like you're a fucking weenie, like just do it. But vom, I'm like, eh, I'm more sensitive to that. That sucks.
What if it's both?
It was like if it's both. That really sucks. What was that?
It's okay. We'll let
you
that
can
one
say
slide.
It on the air.
I don't want it.
Give this people what they
want.
All
right. I don't want to hear. So you don't have to answer.
Why are we talking about this?
Anyway, winter break, 1 week away for some of us. And then a month of working and chilling.
Truth to that.
And then 4 months of the European life. I don't even know what to call it.
I'm back on this wonderful campus.
I'll be here, Easton, PA. Call me. Hit me up. I have a lot less friends, so if you're looking for a friend, I'm here.
Of Alex's friends are going abroad. She feels quite lonely. Her number is... What's your number?
My number is 914-450.
Prisoners who are listening, write this down.
1778. You know what? That's my actual phone number, and I was going to give a fake, but that's my real one, so, like, call me. I don't know. Maybe I'll make
some
new friends.
Don't be offended when she sends you some cold text. She actually means it genuinely.
Slightly cold text.
She's somewhat any emojis. Tolerable to hang out with.
New friends get emojis. No, old friends don't.
Do you consciously do that? Are you serious?
Oh, my God.
Probably. Okay, because if you're texting someone, like, a new person, a new friend, a new special friend, perhaps, you're definitely more conscious of, like, I want them to like me, and so I'm going to try to be nice and, like, warm and approachable. If it's, like, your friend who's, like, can I come interrupt your radio show to talk about my poop, you're not going to be like, oh, my God, yes, please come right now, heart, heart. You're going to be like, sure. So that's my rant, and it's over, so.
Okay.
Ha. Bye.
Song time?
Song time.
All right. Thank you.
I saw it coming from miles away. I better speak up if I got something to say, 'cause it ain't over until she sings. You had your reasons, you had a few, but you know that I would go anywhere for you.
Smoke, but I love to drink. I'm paranoid, I don't miss a thing, but I'm still nice, at least that's what I think. Fall in love like I'm a fiend, but then I pull out and say I need freedom, I need freedom. I guess I'll take it, heartbreaker, the title I can't shake it, can't fake it. I guess I'll take it, heartbreaker, the title I can't shake it, can't fake it. Well, baby, I'd rather be hard to love than easily. You should believe me, I make you need me. I'd rather be hard to love than easily. You should believe me, I make you need me. Of course you love me, you don't know me, but I got news for you, I came broken. Ego issues, my head is swollen. I got a million chips on my shoulder, but if you stay, despite all I showed you, then maybe you don't need freedom, freedom. I guess I'll take it, heartbreaker, the title I can't shake it, can't fake it. I guess I'll
feels like fucking. That shit feels like, that shit feels like some ego tripping shit.
Can I talk over the song?
What? Oh, my hair is stuck.
Oh my god, it's on.
The red mic is on now. So.
Hello. Hey mom. This is a message for my mom. I love her so much. I'm out of flex. Anyway, this one's for you.
But does this mean she was also listening to you when I was like different?
Just to get close to you, could we burn something today? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste. Must be love on the brain. That's got me feeling this way. It beats me black and blue, but it fucks me so good, and I can't get. Just to get close to you, could we burn something, babe? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste. Must be love on the brain. That's got me feeling this way. It beats me black and blue, but it fucks me so good, and I can't.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas, I hope you had fun. The near
let's hope it's a good one. ticket at like 5:55 a.m.
Wait, when?
Brutal.
This morning. They gave me a freaking parking ticket.
Oh, no.
My mom is listening.
Uh-oh.
Do you think she heard that? Oh, well.
Sorry. I paid it, so whatever.
Wow. It's the last show.
Yeah. It is. But...
until next year.
It's been a good run.
It has been a good semester. Oh,
remember the time you couldn't pick up the controls? Yeah.
However many episodes we did. Yes, I do remember struggling with the controls, but then...
my mom said, yes, I heard that. So... I was parked... we'll talk about it later.
It's okay. It happens to everyone.
No, all right.
Tell me your
I need
story.
To go get some chicken tenders. Yikes. I don't know about you.
Control. All right. Good night to all of our listeners.
Mom, I'm out of flex. I know you're mad at me, but I would love some coffee. Love you. I love you. I love you. Goodbye.
Good night, everyone.